hone in on it in training camp or maybe that you did this offseason?
Every aspect, you know, every year, you know, I feel like I got to put myself in pass pro, so definitely that area, but outside of that, I say everything.
How different is this year compared to your rookie year?
Very different. I got 2 years under my belt, you know, everything just feels right, and I'm not second-guessing, rarely ever thinking, so, you know, it's allowing me to play as fast as I can, and, you know, I think it's showing, and I think the coaches are taking notice of it.
What have you noticed about Teddy's progression the last couple of years? Because you've been in here with him, right along with him, kind of in the same learning curve.
I think he's gotten better every year. I mean, that's obviously, but, you know, I think Coach Turner would be a better person to ask that question to. You know, I can only pay attention to Teddy so much. I got to worry about what I got to do. So.
How about his chemistry with you guys, the running backs, especially in the passing game?
Oh, the chemistry is always good. He comes to the meeting, he jokes with us, tells us updates. So, you know, I think, you know, when we get that one-on-one time, either being in practice with the quarterbacks and running backs, with handing the ball off or, you know, passing outside the backfield, the timing is critical. And, you know, I think both sides are taking, you know, a good part of that and focusing on that.
You guys really kind of built a good rapport towards the end of the season last year. Is that gonna something that we'll see carry on now into this year?
I hope so. You know, I can't really tell. You know, like I said, that's a better question for the coaches to answer. All I got to do is come out here to work and, you know, show the coaches, you know, my game that I have and what I got to bring to the table.
How involved is Adrian still, even though he's missing these first couple practices, kind of off rehabbing outside?
Well, very involved. If you look at him, he's right there with us. And, you know, talking to younger guys, talking to myself, Matt, O-line. So, you know, he's a leader on the team. You know, it's not like he's away from the team or anything. He's right there in it with us. So.
You guys are working hard to hang around on the field, but it looks like you and Xavier are kind of having some fun little jokes back and forth.
Yeah, I love when Xavier's out there. It's a good competition. And, you know, that's everybody on defense versus offense. As you've seen, the first part of the day, defense got us pretty good, you know. We battled back the second half, but I think they outworked us today. You know, we got to improve as offense. So.
And do you keep track of that kind of in your head, thinking, oh, they won the first half, we're going to win the second half, or is it just, you know, kind of going after it the whole time?
Yeah, I do definitely because I love to compete. So, you know, anytime we got competition period, I don't like to lose, and I don't like to see them win. So, you know, I keep tally of it. So, you know, I'm pretty sure everybody else does. And, you know, when the offense loses, you know, you can hear the coaches talking about it, and amongst the players as well. Like, we need to pick this up. So,
you've got a couple different the defenders now try to run up from behind you and pop the ball out. Do they ever surprise you, or do you always know what's coming?
Coach Stefanski always teaches us to hold the ball tight. And, you know, once you get past that first level, you know, be prepared for guys chasing you behind you to strip it out. So, you know, something that he dialed into with us as a running back group, and, you know, we focused on it.
Is this the most work you've gotten in a single day?
I don't know. Yesterday was a lot of work, too, but I guess that's a good thing, right? So, you know, I'm just taking it as I go, and, you know, like I said before, just working hard every rep that I can.
Do you see yourself as having an increased role this year? Optimistic or hampered?
I don't know what'll happen. I would love to get a chance to you know, contribute more, but that's for the coaches to decide. I'm only focused on being the best as I can for the 2016 Vikings. So.
How much growth have you seen from yourself personally in this game? You're a guy that always shows up with a spark.
Say that one more time.
How much have you seen from yourself in this game? It's early on.
Yeah. I think the first 2 days I came out explosive. You know, I've been able to get through some holes and get past the first and second level. And, you know, for me, it's just about building off the last day. You know, taking the good with the good, taking the bad, and you know, criticism from the coaches in the film. And, you know, building off that and coming out the next day and doing even better.
The next day after today, you're going to be having pads on. How much does that change what?
Well, it's going to change a lot. It's going to be a lot of thumping going on. So, you know, I'm eager to get out here, and I'm sure the defense is too and the rest of the guys. So, you know, I'm pretty sure tomorrow will be even more exciting than the past 2 days.
So you talking about trash with Xavier Rhodes after some of those longer runs. What do you guys say to each other out there?
It's not really trash talking. It's just good competition. You know, anytime I get in open field, I'm gonna try somebody when I get out there. So, you know, it's pretty good to see him out there running. And you know, Xavier was a real good player. So, you know, like I said before, it's just good competition. You know, pushing each other. So, you know, in the game that might happen, he might have to run somebody down. So, it's just really giving them a game look. So.